Open up, you little bitch. About fucking time. You know it's rude to make your mistress wait. I told you when you gave me your home address that I wanted to dominate you in your own home tonight. No more hotel rooms. A good slave would have been waiting by the door, ready to greet his mistress at a moment's notice. Now, move aside. Jesus fucking Christ. I knew you were keeping something from me. When I pulled up to this place, I thought, man, I have the wrong address. I mean, like, look at this place. Like, all this time, we've been meeting in shitty hotels and you lived here? I knew you were rich, but I didn't know you were, like, fucking loaded. I wonder what people would think if they knew a rich guy like you, like, getting spanked by cheap whores off the street in seedy hotel rooms while you live in a goddamn mansion. Just look at all this stuff. All this fucking expensive artwork and furniture and... what's this? Over here and in the display case, like, it looks like a ring, but that must be the biggest fucking diamond I've ever seen. It's your great-grandmother's wedding ring? Must have cost a fortune. $1 million? Are you fucking kidding me? That's insane. I can't believe it. That's it. I'm definitely going to start charging more money for our little sessions, you bitch. All right, enough of this bullshit. Lead me to the master bedroom. I'm going to work my aggression out on that ass of yours. All right, you little cuck, strip. You heard me. Take your fucking clothes off now. That's it, bitch. Present yourself to your mistress. I can't believe you actually call that a cock. Pathetic. It's not even hard. Do you actually expect to fuck my exquisite cunt when you can't even get your little dick lit hard for me? That's it. You need to be punished. Come here. That's right. Get over here and bend over my knee. You know what's coming next, right? Don't you? That's right. You've been a bad little boy. And what do bad boys get? That's right. Bad boys get spanked. You're a pathetic little cuck boy, even with this mansion and all your money, and you can't find a woman who's willing to deal with your pathetic, pitiful excuse of a cock. So the only way you can get a woman to touch you is to pay them. Look at you bent over the knee of a goddamn hooker, getting your ass spanked like a child. Most men would be humiliated by this, but I could feel your cock getting hard for me. I could feel your disgusting little dick growing as I spank your ass raw. Don't you have any shame, you pathetic loser? Now get up, now. Lay down on the bed. Do it before I get angry. Give me your arms. I'm going to strap them to the headboard. Now then, the two of us, we're going to play a little game. You see, that cock of yours may be pathetic, but at least your tongue still works. So you are going to lick my pussy while I ride your face. And while you do, I'm going to be slapping the shit out of this pathetic, pitiful excuse of a dick. Yeah, I imagine it's going to hurt quite a lot. But if you manage to give me an orgasm and keep your dick hard for me, I promise when this is over, I will fuck you. Okay? Do you understand? Good boy. Now, start licking. That's it. Lick my cunt sleeve. Does that hurt? Too fucking bad. If you want to fuck this cunt, then you better keep licking, little bitch. And stay hard. That's it. How does my cunt taste, loser? You should feel honored to lick this exquisite pussy. Say thank you, mistress. Thank you for letting me lick your pussy. That's it. Good slave. For such a pathetic little cuck boy, you ain't as half as bad at licking pussy. Just make sure you keep that cock hard for me. Can you do it? Can you keep your cock hard until I come? Come on. Come on, I know you have it in you. Prove to me you aren't a complete fucking loser. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. I'm gonna come all over your face. Your face. I'm gonna mark you with my fucking juices, you little bitch. You look like you Like, you managed to stay hard for me. Good boy. Good boy. Now it's time. It's time for a reward. Do you like the way I hover my pussy over your throbbing aching cock? Can you feel the heat in my cunt as I slide my lips along the head? Do you like how my slick cunt is dripping pussy juice on your swollen dick? I bet it must feel nice after getting sat for so long. Don't you want me to just drop down and swallow your cock in my warm, wet cunt? Well, beg for it. Beg for it, you little bitch. Beg for me to fuck your brains out. Good boy. That's right. You like that? Normally, I would make you wear a condom, but this time, I figured you deserved a nice surprise. You little bitch. You love this, don't you? You love your dominant, superior mistress. Slamming her cunt down on your raw, abused, downright pathetic little cock. And this is what gets you off, isn't it? The only thing that can get you off getting strapped down and brutalized by your mistress as you lie there, unable to do anything to stop me. What's that? You're about to come? Oh, perfect. You want me to get off of you? Why the fuck would I want to do that? No, I'm not on birth control. In fact, I just happen to be ovulating today. So, yeah, I know you can't last much longer, idiot. But that's the fucking point, dumbass. You're gonna come deep inside my fertile womb, like whether you like it or not. I am sick and tired of being paid chump change to be your dirty little secret while you live it up in this fucking mansion. I want it all. Your house, your money, your complete devotion. I'm gonna strap you in. I'm gonna trap you in this inescapable pregnancy. Fuck. You are gonna spend the rest of your life and all your money servicing me and our baby. I will become the fucking queen of this mansion and you will be nothing but a pathetic servant. Well, hurry up. Come for me already. You know you want to. Give in. Become my slave forever. You know you can't hold on much longer, and it will feel so good to finally let go. That's it. That's it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Lose control. Lose control. Lose everything. Your wealth, your reputation, your freedom. Give it all to me, a fucking whore. I'll take it all. I'm gonna take everything from you and leave you completely drained. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you fucking desire? You want to do this, don't you? You want to fucking knock up a fucking cheap-ass whore you met off the street living in the fucking ghetto. You want this, don't you? Because then you would... What the fuck was that? Shut the fuck up! Don't fucking laugh at me. I don't care if I'm fucking messing up my words. I don't give a fuck. Listen to me right fucking now, and you listen right fucking clear. You're gonna come inside me. I'm gonna get pregnant, and I'm gonna get knocked up and have this baby, and, well, you better hope I don't run to the press. Oh, you're gonna come? You're gonna come? You're gonna come right fucking now? Do it, do it, do it. Fucking come. Fucking come for me right now, you fucking bitch. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's it. Come for me. Come deep inside of me and knock up my hot, wet, fresh fucking womb. Oh, you pathetic little bitch. Get this hooker pregnant. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I'm gonna untie you soon. But first, here's how things are gonna be from now on. Yeah. Listen up fucking well. You don't want to miss a minute of what I'm saying. So you better fucking hear me out. You're gonna do whatever I say whenever I say it, without question. If I want you on your hands and knees licking my cunt, you will do it. If I want you out of my face for a while, then you better be gone. If I want to see you tied to a chair with your legs spread so I can slap your cock and balls for a while, then get ready for some pain, because if you say no, if you try to resist me, I will go straight to the press and tell them that not only have you been paying hookers for sex, you even got one pregnant. Yeah, bitch. I'm gonna be moving into this huge fucking mansion of yours. Like, in fact, I will be running things from now on. You will sign the deed to this place over to me. You will sign everything over to me. And I mean fucking everything. You will get a tattoo right above your cock that will brand you as my property so that you will never be able to have sex again without your partner knowing who really owns this pathetic cock of yours. Not that you're gonna be having much sex, though. So, like, from now on, whenever you leave the house, your cock will be locked in chastity and I will have the only key. How does that sound, bitch? Good. I'm gonna untie you now. And now one final thing. Go get the ring from the display case. You know the one I'm talking about. Your great granny's $1 million wedding ring. Hurry up. Hurry up. Alright, now get on your fucking knees. I refuse to let my baby be born a bastard, so unless you want me to go to the press tonight, you will do the right thing and beg me to marry you. You could beg harder than that. Oh, what's this? You say you love me more than anything and you want me to become your wife? Are you sure you want to marry me? Oh, what a surprise. This is all so sudden. Well, since you begged, I suppose I should accept. Well, you can slide the ring on my finger now. Look at that diamond. Look at it. Tell me, what would your great-grandmother think if she saw her priceless family heirloom on the finger of a whore? She's probably spitting in her fucking grave. Oh my god. All right, now get up. I'm tired of looking at you. Get out. Get the fuck out. You can sleep on the couch downstairs. Get the fuck out. That's right. I'll be sleeping in the master bedroom tonight and every night from now on. I got big plans for you and your money. Now. Go to the fucking couch. Now that I own you and your pathetic cock forever. Now fuck off.